This is Diaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diaris. This is flyer number 28, entitled A Tale of Two Movements, The Price of MGTOW Anonymity. Description: this flyer reflects on which approach will be more effective in getting the MGTOW / masculist message out, the broadcast media approach of the boomer masculists, or the pseudonymed YouTube video approach of the MGTOWs in their 30s. Flyer itself: A Tale of Two Movements, The Price of MGTOW Anonymity. I have the feeling that crunch time is coming concerning the generation divide on men's lib issues. On the one hand, you have the masculist approach from the 80s, which focused heavily on the broadcast media to get its message across by persuading journalists to write about masculist ideas. Initially, a few of them took up the ideas and wrote major cover story articles that reached the tens of millions and really got the message out. On the other hand, you have the MGTOW approach of the tens, the year tens, which shuns political action and prefers an anonymous YouTube video approach. I think anyone who has been following the debate on which approach is more effective will recognize that both approaches have their pros and cons. I'm now beginning in the tens what I did in the 80s, that is, contacting major journalists of my own age who think the way I do, since we are all boomers, that is, baby boomers, born soon after World War II. In my case, 2 years after World War II ended. I have a MGTOW masculist press release that I am emailing to hundreds of journalists. Experience tells me that even if only a few percent respond, that's enough to get the ball rolling. And also from experience, I know that once a new topic breaks the ice, journalists are like sheep and follow the herd because they have to compete with rival publications. But if you're a MGTOW and you prefer to remain anonymous, using a pseudonym, as all the major MGTOWs do, then you have a problem with the journalists, who prefer to deal with real people, not pseudonymed ghosts. For example, if Sandman wanted, he could have an interview with a broadcast journalist over a public payphone, so as not to give away his cell phone number, and then there would be no photo of him in the article. MGTOWs pay a price for their anonymity. Also, for boomers, MGTOW anonymity smacks of cowardice and leaves a bad taste in their mouths. For example, if ever some fluffy feminist ever tried to harangue me, I'd harangue her back with male force and utterly blow her away. I sense that women sense this, which might explain why I've had no critiques from women at all. None. Even though I've been putting up almost daily comments on Sandman's site for over a year. Now, that's what I was doing 1 or 2 years ago. I've lost interest in Sandman. He doesn't have a political bone in his body, so I find him rather boring. But I keep listening to him because he is a good psychologist. That's his strength. So mixed feelings. Anyway, back to the flyer. Putting up almost daily comments on Sandman's site for over a year with my name, email address and website. Now, I might be wrong about the effectiveness of the broadcast journalist approach to getting the MGTOW / masculist message out, compared with the more timid, pseudonymed approach of the MGTOWs. It might be the case that the social-cultural environment has changed so much in 3 decades that my 80s boomer approach will no longer work. If that turns out to be the case, I will have learned something, and I will have to adapt and change my tactics. But I'm approaching guys my own age, so why would their mentalities have changed? Have the feminazis become so powerful that these boomer male journalists are afraid to express masculine / MGTOW ideas through fear of losing their jobs? Have things become that bad? Personally, I don't have that problem because I'm retired and live off my savings and only have to switch on my professional male brain virtually and only have to switch on my professorial male brain to blow virtually any woman away if I choose to. So, re-crunch time. Who is right? The 80s approach or the 10s approach? We may soon know. If the 80s approach works, it can work spectacularly, because a major article in a major publication can cause an avalanche of articles in hundreds of other publications. That is what I'm aiming for. It is what I did in Belgium, France, Holland, Britain, Germany, Australia in the 80s, making cover story weekly magazine articles regularly. I have the press release ready and a stock of MGTOW Maskus flyers. No, about 200 of them, but I'm putting them up in YouTube. So everything is ready to launch in a big way. I've already sent out a few to the New York Times. Fingers crossed. Okay, speaking now, no reaction. Nothing. Not a nibble. So maybe the MGTOWs are right. So that's why I'm putting up lots of YouTube videos. But I haven't given up. Cheers, Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, De Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.